car woke up. There was a row going on outside. I listened and I thought I recognized a voice. I put on a dressing gown and went to the door. The concierge was talking downstairs. She was very angry. I heard my name and called down the stairs. "Is that you, Monsieur Barnes?" the concierge called. "Yes, it's me." "There's a species of woman here who's waked the whole street up. What kind of dirty business at this time of night? She says she must see you. I've told her you are asleep." Then I heard Brett's voice. Half asleep, I'd been sure it was Georgette. I don't know why. She could not have known my address. "Will you send her up, please?" Brett came up the stairs. I saw she was quite drunk. "Silly thing to do," she said. "Make an awful row. I say, you weren't asleep, were you?" "What did you think I was doing?" "Dunno. What time is it?" I looked at the clock. It was 4:30. "Had no idea what hour it was," Brett said. "I say, can a chap sit down? Don't be cross, darling. Just left the count. He brought me here." "What's he like?" I was getting brandy and soda and glasses. "Just a little," said Brett. "Don't try and make me drunk." "The count?" "Oh, rather. He's quite one of us."
"Is he a count?"
"Here's how." "I rather think so, you know. Deserves to be, anyhow. Knows hell's own amount about people. Don't know where he got it all. Owns a chain of sweet shops in the States." She sipped at her glass. "Think he called it a chain, something like that. Linked them all up. Told me a little about it. Damned interesting. He's one of us, though. Oh, quite. No doubt. One can always tell." She took another drink.